It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2099, recorded Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. An explosive show. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has a what the heck is it? I have an extra gadget. Dickie D heads to Five Below, and we have an all-new theme for the Crappy Corner. All next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, the gadget media. Meteorologist Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
If you hear humming in the background, I did not shut my AC for this show. It is currently 7:30 in New York, and it is 100 degrees.
Holy moly. Holy moly.
Hotter tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
Not even Florida's that hot right now.
You remember the Gorgon's hat? This might have been before your time.
No, not really.
You fill this hat with water. Okay. And you leave the water in it for like 5 minutes and then wring it out. And it has a lot of webbing
evaporation
inside.
I see.
And as you walk around, it releases the moisture. And then I carried my fan from a couple weeks ago. I had this around my neck.
Oh, God, yes, with the cooling pad.
My wicking hat. And I'm thinking, when I go down to park, I go down to park to feed the squirrels twice a day. I figure I'm going to look so strange. And then I realized it doesn't matter because there's no one in the park. I must have seen two people today. People are just staying home.
Yeah, I can imagine. I saw a tweet from, I think it was the mayor, saying, everybody, you got to watch out. We're running out of power here. And that includes Madison Square Garden, where Taylor is getting married tomorrow, apparently. Rumored.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're all there. I mean, there's enough rumors that it is confirmed basically. And so they're having the rehearsal dinner tonight and the wedding tomorrow. We're hoping that Taylor's wedding doesn't shut down New York City. You know, as long as Taylor's wedding doesn't shut down the power grid, we'll be good.
Yeah, I heard you were invited, but you told him no because you had this show.
I had the show.
So
yeah,
that, I know.
Commitments. No,
she understood.
Yeah,
she understood.
I stick to my commitments. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know what it does to air conditioners, but Con Ed cut power by 8% to a lot of Manhattan.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think
They don't have. They don't want you to not run the AC because there's not enough. I don't know how power works. That is one of the things that I actually kind of wish. Electrical engineering to me is so cool, and you know, power, megawatts, kilowatts. You know, I am completely in the dark. You know, when it comes to that. So
well, you will be. You're not
exactly.
Careful.
Yeah, that's why I have to trust the professionals. anything else you want to chat about that you got up to this
list? No, but I just looked down at my sheet here. This is show 2099.
Woohoo!
Next week we enter 3000. We got to be one of the few.
Well, not quite, Dickie D. Not
quite.
No,
2099. Yeah.
2100. Yes.
We have to do a few. 2100.
Still have 900 shows to go.
Yeah.
Where are we getting?
2100 is not bad for a podcast.
Not at all. No, not at all. Yeah. You know what is so funny is I had the exact same thought today, because when I was building out my thing, I went, oh, 99, oh, we'll get 3,000 next. And then I went, oh, I had to correct myself. And then when I saw your email, I went, he did the same thing.
Oh, the same thing. That's so funny.
I only had a leg up because I was doing my research earlier. Otherwise, that would have gotten me too. Okay. That's great. Yes. Episode 2100 next. Very cool. Pretty it's good. UFO Pretty day. Good. Is that right? 726. What? It's UFO? Today's
UFO day?
I didn't know that.
Oh, so that was all those things flying around in the park. I was wondering.
That explains the abduction earlier.
It's a celebration.
Let's jump into some gadgets.
We'll start with a what the heck is it?
Here we are.
Yes, another what the heck is it?
Woohoo!
Dun-dun-dun. All right, and there they are. Any guesses?
Electric hair rollers for ladies.
Oh, okay, electric hair rollers, that's good. To me, it's very... Even though I know what they are, they look like explosives.
Yeah, I was like a very loud alarm system to wake you up out of bed or something like that.
Like explosives, because they are...
Oh.
Starburst fireworks. All right. 4th of July in a day or so. And you get four of them. And this is what they look like. Now, let me take a closer look at one of them. Mm-mm. All right, here's one. All right, they take four AA batteries. They are 60 of these wires.
Wow.
That's what it says on Amazon, 60 of them. And each of them has two LEDs. So you fan them out. And then it has eight modes of lighting. So we'll get four AA batteries and come back. Okay, I put the four batteries in while I was doing that. Dennis put these opened all of these up. This took 3 minutes. This took 20 minutes. Now, this is kind of weird.
Never saw a battery system like this.
It clicks into this.
Oh.
Looks like it goes in and, clicks in. Then you attach this.
It looks like it could have taken a 9-volt at some point.
It comes with a remote control. All right. And the spacer. Now, should we do them here or should we go in a dark bathroom?
Bathroom.
Okay. We're in the dark now. And we're going
to
hit the on button. And,
to look like a Disney show. Whoa!
Oh, look. All right, that's pretty neat. Okay. There are eight different displays.
I like that.
The remote just has 1 to 8 numbered. So I'm just going through them. You know, I think this is pretty neat.
Yeah. Very bright from what I'm seeing.
Yeah. And six. Oh, six is frozen. I guess six is just if you want that.
There's one static mode where they just stay the same.
Dimming mode. It's getting dimmer. It doesn't dim much.
Why would you want it to?
Yeah, that's true. That's bright and dim. It does go brighter than we had it. I think this is pretty neat. I like this a lot. Macy's, we don't need you, pal. We're doing our own fireworks. Get four of these out in the backyard, and you got something going. A couple of things to note is that they hang straight down, not like a firework, but Dennis had a good idea, is if you hang it up and then take tape and tape this to that and then hang it up, you'll get them facing straight out the way a fireworks would be. You get a set of four and you get two remote controls, and they were $26 or $28. Now I looked up battery life and several people said they got a season out of them, like at Christmas, they had decorated the house with them. Using the 8-hour timer, they got a month out of these running. Other people complain that they use up a lot of batteries. So while I was looking for the price, I saw there's a new version, and a new version has rechargeable batteries. So I think that would be the way to go. All in all, for the price, I think they're pretty decent.
Yeah, I like them. I like them a lot. I think that you could also like try to do like a globe type of situation.
Oh yes, you could do any. I'm gonna put them out in the yard at Christmas time and do snowflakes.
That's great.
And they go on the timer. They'll stay on for 6 hours. Shut off for 18 hours and then come back. And once you set it, it'll keep doing that.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, these are the cordless ones.
Oh, I see. The ones that are rechargeable.
Yeah. And it looks like the box, the little hanging thing, is way smaller than the one that has four AA batteries. It's a little more expensive.
And then...
Now, I couldn't find the four that I bought anymore, but I like these better. This is a six-pack, but the LEDs are all in colors.
Oh, yeah, instead of just white. Oh, yeah.
So if you...
This may have been the one you got.
Yeah, I think that is. Oh, there, that's it. I think I paid $25. It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuing, I know that's the brand.
Fuing.
The world famous Fuing brand. Yeah.
And then, of course, Scooter X found them for 99 cents. Or maybe, maybe they're $7.11. I'm not exactly sure. But look, that little connector up there is even almost exactly like what you had. The little guy.
Oh, very yeah, cool. Yes.
Very cool, though. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I like them. I like them a lot. And yeah, that battery thing was so, it's like to make double A's into a 9-volt connector in a cage. That was the weirdest.
That was weird. It's very, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very strange.
Very cool. With that, I have an extra gadget that I've been sitting on for a little while. So let's take a look at some nice earbuds. Today, I am taking a look at the Soundcore Liberty 5 Pro and Liberty 5 Pro Max. These are two Bluetooth headphones in the premium category. The Pros come in at $169.99, and the Pro Maxes come in at $229.99. There's a lot the same about these earbuds, and a few key differences, mostly in the cases. You can see that both cases come with beautiful screens on top or on the side, depending, but there's some big differences between the cases of these two headphones. Let's talk about what is similar, though. Both have incredible automatic noise canceling. They both have IP55 sweat resistance, and they both have really good battery life. The design of the earbud itself is sort of this big pill design that you put into your ear with a wing on top to sort of catch the top of your ear. It comes with five different rubber tips for the earpiece and three different wing types. I found that it fit and stayed in my ear really well, even while running. I went for a few runs with these in. Audio performance-wise, I was impressed. They sound really great. Music came in crystal clear. You can control these earbuds a few different ways, either by tapping on them, one through three different types of taps, a long press. You can even swipe up and swipe down to raise and lower your volume. Although that control specifically, I found the worst. Like it almost never worked correctly. You can even turn on voice detection. So similar to how you talk to Siri or Google Assistant, you can ask Enka to turn up your volume, play or pause or go to the next song or end a call, that type of thing. That's an extra feature that you can turn on through the app. Battery life is impressive. Everything affects the battery life. So once you turn on noise canceling, when you're actually listening to music, all those things will affect battery life. There's a nice little chart that you can see. I found that the headphones between the two versions, the Pro and the Pro Max, were basically identical. I did have a few frustrations with the capacitive controls, like the volume up and volume down. And I had the audio quality kind of cut out a little bit while running once or twice, and I used them for about 2 weeks. And I also had the voice detection sort of fire on randomly, which you can turn off via the screen on either device. It's a detection to see if you're talking, it would turn off noise control. And that kind of accidentally went off once or twice, which was a little bit annoying. Now let's get into the differences between the two models. Let's start off with the Liberty Pro. This one includes a 1-inch touchscreen, like just under 1 inch. It's like 0.96 inches. And this one comes in 4 different colors. The Pro Max only comes in 2. The smart display is really nice. It allows you to swipe in between some of your settings, even allows you to find a headphone if it's missing from the case, and you can even use it to activate your camera if you want to snap a selfie from far away. I really like being able to choose exactly what type of adaptive sound is turned on, so either transparent or complete noise cancellation or changing what level of noise cancellation. You can do all of that on the screen, which is really, really nice. Now, let's talk about the Liberty Pro Max, the big brother or sister to just the Pro. And the big difference here is in the case. The case comes with an almost 2-inch screen. It's a 1.78 inch AMOLED touchscreen. And with this big of a screen, you can have wallpapers and you can even add custom wallpapers. You can add your dog, for example. And this case, the biggest feature that it is touting is AI voice recording and AI voice like note-taking. So the way that works is you have to sign up in the app with an account, and once you've signed up with the app, then you pair the case itself to the app, and now the case will and unlock the ability to record meetings. And this is really just a voice memo recorder sitting there in a meeting. The case itself is the microphone and it's just recording what's happening in the meeting. I thought that this might do a little bit more in real time or was a little bit different than just the case recording. Like maybe it was recording the audio coming through your headphones so you could record Zoom calls and phone calls and that sort of thing. That's not the case here. The case is the only thing recording, just like if you hit record on your phone and set it down in the middle of a meeting. Then at the end of the meeting, you hit stop recording, and then those files can be transferred to your phone, and your phone, through the app, can then do some AI magic on it and get meeting notes, get some like action items, and even be in your chat log to chat with your digital assistant within the SoundCore app. Be aware that using those AI features comes with limitations if you're using only the free version and comes with a monthly cost if you exceed the free limits of 120 minutes of audio recording uploaded. What I had imagined as being kind of an incredible AI assistant that may be able to work on device and help me in a meeting and pull up notes live is not that at all. It's really just a recording puck that can upload those recordings to your phone for AI later on after the meeting, which most phones could just do that with a voice memo app. There are 2 colors for the Pro Max version, Titanium and Midnight Black. I gotta say that the large screen on the earbuds is really, really nice. being able to actually swipe through media control and that type of thing is really, really good on a big, big touch screen. And being able to actually control the headphones just like you could with the smaller screen, well, it's bigger and better with the big screen. All in all, the Soundcore Liberty 5 Pros and Pro Maxes are some incredible earbuds. I have really enjoyed testing these out and using them day to day. They're light, they're comfortable, and they get the job done and then some when it comes to the automatic noise canceling and transparency and everything that you kind of expect premium earbuds to do. Now, the extra features in the Pro Max with the AI note-taking left me a little bit underwhelmed for now, but I do like the big screen and the other, you know, just the larger case of the Max. So if you enjoy that, I don't think that it's a completely unreasonable thing to take out $60 extra out of your wallet to get the Pro Maxes. There you go. That's been my look at the Soundcore Liberty 5 Pros and Pro Maxes.
Sounds good. Oh, I don't hear you.
Oh. Any thoughts on the Soundcore Pro?
It really does quiet the sound. I couldn't hear you at all.
Then, yeah, that automatic noise canceling canceled me out. Yeah, so all in all, really great earbuds. Really, really great earbuds. And I did forget to mention in my edited video about their Guinness Book World Record. So I forgot to
that
mention
is how the weirdest thing.
So there's also that. I mean, it's like the more and more it kept kind of like coming up in my notes to like think about it, the more and more I just kept thinking, this is just a marketing ploy. There's no way that Guinness Book World Records has the technical capacity to really, really care about any of this. Anyway, don't forget about that. Yeah, anyway, all in all, really, really enjoyed the headphones.
Excellent, excellent.
Perfect. With that, back to you.
Okay, now at the other end of the spending scale, let's take a look at something I found at Five Below.
I was at Five Below and doubled the limit, spending $10
whoa
for Disney Stitch. Elvis.
Oh my god, okay. That's a popular
the
version.
Dancing water speaker.
Elvis Stitch. Very
how could
popular.
You resist this? High quality sound, a water fountain powered by USB-C. Play your music louder to enjoy the dancing water.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. Package looks like a little beat up, to tell you the truth. So it's not cordless. It has to be plugged in.
It has to be plugged in to USB-C all the time to play.
Now how much? You know what?
Oh, the water's all in the bottom?
Oh, I hope so. Or do you put water in it? I don't know. Let's just see what it does without any music at all. Well, you know, I must have a USB-C.
Hi, Stitch.
Well, I'm assuming it will do nothing when it's not attached to music. And there is a...
four indecipherable buttons at the bottom. Wow!
Well, that was good. All right, so, what is it? Bluetooth?
Come, it must have been the pairing sound.
Okay. Oh, Bluetooth 5.3? That's pretty good. So I'll pair with the phone, and then we can see how it works.
So very typical. The phone with all the music, all the gizmos music on it, it says, sorry, cannot pair with this device. So I paired it with my new phone that has no gizmos music on it. But I did a web search, and I found Paul Minshall's 12 Days of Giz Whiz from Christmas Eve, 2008. And I brought it up to day 10 or 11 because the GIFs are very funny. See if you can pick it out through the speaker in this little guy. And you can see now that the figure does not move. It's just a little ceramic stitch. So I will play this, and we will see what happens.
Earl Clapton, toilet tunes, 9, Cupid called his 8, Palm Pilot 7, Sony Walkman 6, Sonny Vest 5, Titanium Sports, 4 Power Squids, 3 Road Mice, 2 Ticket Birds, and a Nokia N93. On the 12th day of Christmas, the Christmas came to me. 12 Trovo backups, 11 Euro clubs, 10 toilet tunes, 9 Cubit collars, 8 Palm Pilot, 7 Sony Walkman, 6 Scotty Vest, 5 Titanium Stars, 4 Power Squids, 3 Road Mice, 2 Toothpick Curds, and a Nokia N93.
Yeah!
Applause.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul Minshall. I don't know. Kids, I guess, will like it. It's kind of fun. $10, okay? Should have been $5.
$7.50, yeah.
However, I went online.
Oh.
It's $20.
Oh, whoa.
Isn't that a little...
Oh, whoa. You're right. And that's...
I mean, it's fun, but...
Not for $20.
Not for $20, but... And no. Then it'd be $5. I think it's $6 now shipping, so it's $26.
Only one left.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta get it now.
Well, okay.
Gotta get it now. I liked him though. It's funny. The water almost looked like soapy, but then like it would be clear really quick. I almost wonder if there's like I don't know. I wonder if they put some in the water to make it like fall really clear. Anyway, it looked right.
It's very clever. And it looks like it has gel in it or something, because it picks up the color of the light really well.
Yeah.
And then, as you say, it comes up a color and then sort of falls back clear.
So yeah.
That's
neat.
I'll give you 10.
Not a great speaker. It sounded like the quality was like at a 4 on that speaker.
Yeah,
but the little dance that it does is like at a 7. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Very fun. Very fun. Okay, well, with that...
Oh boy, another fun thing, guessing.
It's time to get crappy.
It's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We asked the patrons, and they responded. The options were keychain gadgets, which you suggested, photography gadgets... suggested by Stephen Miller, and secondhand store gadgets. So, what do you think?
Well, you know what? I love keychain gadgets because I have a ton of them, and then I never put them on my keychain. But I'm going to say that one.
You are correct. The patrons loved the keychain idea. So, keychain gadgets it is. And... I have the first one right here. We're going to do a live review of it. This is the Conversation Starters keychain with it's really hard to read, but it says 350 different icebreakers inside of here. There are 5 different categories that you can choose from. Fun questions, would you rather questions, favorites about you and deep questions. So let's check out the conversation starter.
Oh my gosh.
Keychain. And let's hope that the batteries will just work. Oh, there's an on and off switch. So we'll turn her on. And yeah, we have fun questions, would you rather, favorites, about you, deep questions, and repeat the last question is there. So we'll turn it on.
Oh, that's good.
Let's see, I'll hit fun questions first.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
You could have one superpower, what would it be? Flight. Okay, next question. Let's go for would you rather.
Would you rather have to whisper all the time or shout all the time?
Whisper.
Whisper all the time. Let's do favorites.
What was your favorite vacation and why?
Oh, okay. That's a difficult question. Next question, about you.
What's a talent you have that most people don't know about?
People know too much about me. That's the problem. Deep questions. Very deep questions.
Oh my gosh.
If you could relive one day of your life, which day would that be?
Okay. Now, I'm just going to hit fun questions a few times. Just see how many questions we get.
If you came with a warning label, what would it say? If you had to be transformed into an animal for a day, which animal would you choose? If you could send a short message to the entire world, what message would you send?
Okay. And then there's...
So the object is you go to a party and no one's saying anything.
Yeah, I guess.
You whip this out.
Yeah, yeah. You just go, hey, I don't know what to say, so...
Would you rather only be able to eat breakfast foods or only be able to eat dinner foods?
Dinner foods, definitely. Dinner foods. Yeah. Dinner, I mean, also, stuff. Like, you can have breakfast for dinner, so. there you go.
Oh, very good.
There you go. And then you can hit repeat the last question.
Would you rather only be able to eat breakfast foods or only be able to...
That's actually a good button to have.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Over 350 different conversation starters. I actually like that it has a switch, because now... You know, you could put it on your keychain and not worry about hitting the button too much.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
It is rather big. I mean, it's like as big as one of those little like floaty devices that you kind of
see on
keychains. So it is kind of a big keychain, but...
$10.
Okay, yes. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. I have honestly forgotten myself. How did I... I also...
$9.99.
My... here we go. It is, drum roll. You were close. Oops, that's not even the right. 1 second. Ah, I now understand why my dock wasn't working before. Here we go. $11 and $99. $12. $12.
$12. All right.
$12.
Not outrageous.
Yeah. Oh, there. And this is easier to see. It's much easier to see, kind of, the whole gadget now.
Okay.
There you go. And there's the switch. That's the power switch on and off. It does mention the batteries are...
I was just going to say,
yeah,
replaceable?
Yeah, they are. There is a compartment with a screw
in the way. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But it three LR44s.
Okay.
LR44s. So little small button batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, and got good reviews. 4.6 stars out of nine reviews. But there you go. The conversation starter, this is Frank's Pranks, is who makes the conversation starter. Maybe I should check out some more of these pranks. That does not look, is this Senior Moments novelty prank? That's funny, Memory Mints. Anyway, there you go. The whole month will be keychain-sized gadgets. Very fun category. Thank you, patrons, for voting on the category. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
gadgets pass away. He takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse Farm.
Our email is from North Hall, and he says, I found a handy gadget for eyeglass wearers. And here is Norris's video.
Hey, Dickie D, Chad. Well, Dickie D, I have noticed in my many years of watching the Gizwiz that sometimes you seem to have a problem with your glasses sliding down your nose and you're pushing them up a lot. And I have that problem too.
I've noticed it too.
I have a few pairs of glasses.
Wow.
I'm going to stay up on my nose. So.
That's a cool gadget in itself.
I was just going to say, I love that gadget. I have to get one of those.
A glasses tree.
Now, I just got them. I hadn't tried them. I don't know anything about them. They're silicone. You're supposed to slide them on the temple of your glasses. And I've just got several different kinds of glasses here, so I thought we would try. You know, like I got some really thick, you know, ones like this.
That would be difficult.
Thought,
okay, yeah.
Well, let's try that. Yeah. And see if that'll work. Somehow, I don't think it's going to quite fit.
No.
Now,
stretch it to the limit.
I'm not even going to try. Yeah. That. Okay. So it's not going to work on those glasses. Let's see if it'll work on these. These are pretty normal glasses. And let's see here. Okay. It's going. Got to work it a little bit. But, yeah. That fits.
I like that. I like that it'll hide behind your ear.
See how that feels.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's going to bend in, bend in.
It's not bad at all. Especially if you had two of them on there. So anyway, if you have kind of normal glasses, maybe, you know, like this.
I wonder if...
I think that might be worth a try.
So here they are on Amazon. You can see they're very inexpensive. $5.99.
Yeah.
You get 20 of them.
20 pair.
Also available in different colors. But they also have so many.
Yeah, wow.
There's
so many different varieties. So, and they're all inexpensive. And I'm wearing some right now.
Yeah, I like that they're hidden.
They work pretty good.
Yeah.
Norris must be an optometrist or something. The person who makes the glass. How do you get that many glasses with your prescription in it? That is a lot of. That is a lot of glasses.
Maybe they're all magnifiers.
Impressed. Yeah, maybe. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with the glasses collection. A lot.
And Norris, cool, if you're in chat or when you watch this, send us a link to that eyeglass thing. I like that.
Yeah, the tree. The
eyeglass table. Yeah.
Here it is on Amazon. Yeah, just as inexpensive. There's some different colors. Yeah. What a crazy inexpensive product that everybody is messing. Golly.
Norris is in chat. He says that he just loves glasses.
And that's great. That's fantastic. What a cool thing to collect. If you're someone who wears glasses, I kind of wish that I could. That's really neat. Yeah. These ones are way worse. Way worse. I like the ones that Norris got. Yeah. That is really cool. Thanks for the... for the warehouse video. That's fantastic.
So Norris, you'll get the MAD 600, okay? And we're still looking for more videos, okay? Anything to do with a gadget, a fun gadget like that, an old gadget you have in a warehouse. We especially love old tech gadgets. that was so exciting when you bought it, and now it's like a joke? Anything. Make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format, and put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted if you only want us to see it, and send the URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And we're showing 99% of all the videos we get. mail@gizwiz.tv. Anything to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes.
Do it now. With that, let's head into the letter. Now,
our letter is from Jim Nichols, and it's so funny. We did a video about miniature tools, and this is the second reply to it. And Jim sent a photo, and he said, "This is me in the early 1970s with those miniature tools."
Look at that!
The workbench was made by my grandpa. And I don't recall what the robot on the floor does. A great robot down there. And that is so funny.
This is amazing, Jim. I love that you're using it and that you have the balsa wood out. And yeah, that little robot also that looks so similar to the one we only saw, like, what, last week?
That robot took a cassette.
That's so funny. This is just such a cool.
This is so great. It's like more than 50 years ago, Jim is playing with those ideal toys.
That's exactly
ran on two batteries.
Gosh, that is too cool. That is really, really cool. Thank you for sending that over. That I love our audience. I love that those were used, and then we have photos.
No, it's just great fun. Very cool.
Thanks for sending that over, Jim. And big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show every single episode. If you're a Patreon supporter, give yourself a big pat on the back. Thank you. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. There you can support us every single episode. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, and there is a Patreon tab at the top of the website with a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. Also, there is a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal if you want to give via PayPal. Some folks like to donate that way as well. We are live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, our website will update with the live stream. If there's a schedule change, it'll be there at the top of the website. And then join the chat room to chat along with all of our fantastic folks, the wonderful community of the GizWiz that watches us live almost every episode. So many names that I recognize and remember and adore are here. So join them if you watch the show live. And you can catch the show after the fact on our website, gizwiz.tv, or YouTube, or on Apple Podcasts. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder to a gadget, gizwiz.biz is where you go. And we get to find out what the heck was it. I got to scroll. Okay, there it is. That's the gadget. Did I actually say what it was last
episode?
Yes,
you did.
Oh, my gosh.
You did. Either last week or the week before. No, that's fine. Because a lot of people said, this looks so familiar, but I can't remember exactly.
The first time I saw it, I think that I recognized it as a gadget that we had covered a gadget that I had seen. And I think it was last episode. I had put, you know, the correct answer out of my mind for so long, for 2 months.
That's okay.
I was like, oh, wait, I think that's what it actually is.
Yeah. No, the funny thing is, absolutely. Yeah, pan up and you'll see.
It's a door stopper.
The picture. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So nobody got it. And I'll tell you what I think the reason was, is it's getting harder and harder to take a photo that Google Photos doesn't instantly say, oh, right, that's a so-and-so.
Right.
So I just stood it up.
Right.
And somehow the light bouncing off it, it only makes it look like a rod is going through it. But there's right, no rod going through it. It's just standing on a plastic cap.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally. And also this, the fact, it has like rubber pads that
yes,
are right there.
Yes.
But that makes it look like a metal tip all the way down. It makes it look like
exactly,
it's all metal, and then it added a little like metal
exactly,
prong at the top.
The same,
yeah.
Yes, that is the rubber that keeps the doorstop from sliding that makes it look like the point is sharpened to something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't do anything to the doorstop.
Yeah, I think it was last week. I said, that's a doorstop. I was like, oh, yeah, wait a second.
I'll just give you a couple of the... So no one won, so we gave extra mads to people.
Wow.
And we had things like replacement sundial of in case your old sundial breaks off. Portable phone charger. Wear it on your hat in a thunderstorm. You only get to wear it once.
Yeah.
It looks like a plumb bob. I don't know. You know
yeah,
what? I'm not as sure what a plumb bob is, but I think that looks like it.
It does. It does. So a plumb bob is used in construction when you need to measure basically directly down. And so you're using gravity and a tool.
It hangs on a tripod or something.
Or just a string. But yeah, you can mount it to like a screw or a tripod. Yeah, sometimes they're on tripods. So yeah.
Bud Vaz from Star Trek. the hour hand from a clock.
Absolutely. Snowshoe box. Without the bindings.
Yeah, yeah. Spock spiritual headdress. Jolly green giant designer stainless steel toothpick.
Yeah.
Piano metronome. Looks like the arm from that. Mo sent that in. I like this from Mad Frank. A single brass knuckle. When you only need one.
A devastating single brass knuckle, yeah.
Yes, yeah. A multi-use poking device for those hard-to-open packages, giz one. A ski practice ramp for Anne's competing in the upcoming Olympics. Fuel boat. New improved sundial that can be worn indoors.
Oh, that's good.
Accurate twice-a-day stooge. C-3PO's formal tie for dress occasions, Todd.
That one's good.
Highly engineered elevator button presser for when your hands are full and have another appendage. Not sure what that means. Anyway, I think we gave away 15 or 16 meds.
That's great.
And the new one.
Here we are. Oh, my gosh. What on earth? I've actually seen this device. Let me see if I can Google it really fast.
I forgot to Google it.
Let me see.
Oh my God. You may ruin the entire contest in the opening day.
I need to let's see if I can Google it real fast and see if here it is. Yeah, this is a set piece from Big Brother. The reality TV show, yeah, you put all the keys. See, this is in the finale, they put all the keys. Here it is again. You put all the keys into the set piece, and then that is this gadget here.
Yeah.
Sorry to give it away.
I cannot comment.
That is a prop from the Big Brother reality TV show that I watch, and I know it. I know it. So if you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for the correct answer. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in. It's really fun, and the instructions are there on the website. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.